On the line, I have Erica Campbell. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. We want to say thank you for being a part of our Lamplighter Awards show as we honor people in the community doing great things through community service.
That is absolutely incredible. I love being a part of anything that's making sure that we love on people and support them, especially when they're doing good stuff to help other folks.
Amen, amen, and amen. And you and Tina did it years ago. And I think Tina just, one of you had just had a baby. It may have been Tina. Yeah,
yes.
Tina at that time. And Mom came down. And it's just great to see how tight you guys are. And again, we want to say thank you for coming in. And speaking of, you know, you guys have been doing your thing together for so many years. What is it like now, you know, doing solo project and just on your own and not having that right arm there with you?
You know what? It is exciting. And I, you know, I've said oftentimes, you stand so closely to someone for so many years, you know, you stand on your own. You feel like you're standing on 4 feet because you always have somebody next to you. But now I'm standing on my own 2 feet and it feels really good. It's kind of liberating. It shows me a lot about myself, my strengths and things that I've gotten used to that I didn't even realize had been so much part of how I performed and how I did interviews and, you know, that sort of thing. So it's really cool to, anytime growth is taking place, it's a wonderful thing for me. I'm always, you know, pro being better, thinking better, you know, doing more, learning more about yourself and expanding. And that's what I feel like I'm doing as a solo artist. And then, you know, because me and Tina are sisters and that's my role, dog, I still have her support every step of the way. We talk all the time. And then, of course, with the TV show coming in February, we are still, you know, still working, still doing merry stuff, just not as much.
How is it, you know, with the TV show? Because the music industry, as we all know, is a very tough, demanding business.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people have the dream to sing and do what you and Tina do, and they see the glamorous stuff, the TV and the concerts and maybe, you know, the videos, but it's not easy.
I think the TV show has allowed our fans and followers and friends, I think it's allowed their eyes to be open to how difficult it is, to how emotional you can get having to leave your children all the time, to the challenges and the things that you go through and you still have to go on stage and minister. I think for upcoming artists, it really shows them that this is no joke. You have to be sure that this is what you want to do. You don't wake up with a glam squad doing your hair and makeup all the time. You don't always have the support of your label. There are always challenges going on with, you know, pushing your music and your ministry and trying to really reach people. There are challenges, but there are so many rewards. I'm definitely not complaining. And I'm hoping that people are really understanding that we're normal people who just love God and love our families and love what we do. I'm trying to tell somebody about Jesus, you know?
Hey, do you think that it's easier for you and Tina, because your husbands are also performers, producers, they have appreciation for what you go through. Do you think that that makes it a little easier from that standpoint?
A little bit, because, I mean, you know, being married for 13 years, I have had to take time off and I have had to kind of say no to some things because my husband's like, I just want you here. And even though he's working and we're both busy, we have made a conscious decision and effort to make sure that we spend time with each other, that we take time for each other, that we don't get too busy with all the work and all the stuff and trying to be parents. And, you know, and we still come from big families. So when I come home, my husband say, I love all your sisters, all seven of them, but you just got back. They can't come over today. I just want to be with my wife. So, you know, you just have to be smart and be wise, you know, with your family and with your scheduling and managing so you can, you know, maintain your relationship. So that's work too.
One of the things I noticed is that, you know, you are on just about all the social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Is that now become a big part of your life? And is that something you need to have that competitive edge at what you do?
You know what? I think the second benefit is the competitive edge. The first benefit is actually connecting with the people. The first benefit is being able to hear people's heart without being filtered through, oh, I had to stand in this line and I just got to a concert. It's immediate. It's connecting with them where they are on their level, you know what I mean? Whether it's a college student who's having a hard time testing and they're sending a message going, please just pray for me. I can respond right there, and it doesn't have to be filtered through management or agent, radio people or anything like that. So that's the really, really big benefit for me. And, yes, it does benefit business-wise. It expands your audience. The more people know you're talking, then they want to talk back to you.
Well,
it works.
Well, I want you to know that I do follow you on Twitter.
I follow you too.
Well, thank you. I love to give inspirational thoughts. That's the thing. My life is boring and dull, but I love to give some inspiring thoughts from time to time. Well, how can people keep up with you on all these social platforms?
Well, they can keep up with me at IamErica.com. I'm Erica Campbell on Instagram. I'm Erica Campbell on Twitter. And I am Erica Campbell on Facebook.
Erica, thank you again for giving us some time. I know you're busy. You're in Florida now?
No, I actually just landed in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm on my way to Columbus, Georgia.
Wow. Just
to do a solo show, actually. One of the first, well, actually, no, not one of the first. I've done quite a few now. Mm-hmm. Did a Mary Mary show on Wednesday. I went home, did a photo shoot for Mary Mary Season 3, and now I'm back in Georgia to do a concert today.
Well, we wish you the best. And again,
thank you for being
with us on this special night. And we just pray that God blesses you and everything that your hand touches.
I so appreciate you, and I so appreciate the support that you've shown. I really, really got love for y'all. See y'all soon.